Hello, my name is Henika Watkis-Porto, and welcome to My Daily Devotion, a daily bite-sized podcast for those wanting to enrich their souls and forge a deeper relationship with God. It is pure, unpretentious, and raw, which flows from the heart, fostering gratitude, peace, and a sense of abundance. Hello and welcome to episode 105 of My Daily Devotion. It's entitled Invitation to Discipleship. The reading comes from Luke 5, 27 to 32, with an emphasis on verse 32. Now remember I said yesterday that I'm actually sharing from the Traveling Together devotionals, which is comprised by various ministers across the world from the Council for World Missions. So this one in particular is written by Reverend Armstrong Pitakaji and is from the United Church in Solomon Islands. And he says, in my local church, the criteria for selecting church workers or leaders are clear, including a good reputation and good leadership skills. The candidate's name must, of course, be sent to church meetings at various levels, and then the candidate is endorsed to undertake a specific role of leadership. Hence, to engage in discipleship as a leader or church worker in his local church, he says, one must meet stipulated criteria approved by the church. As a result, many who failed to meet the criteria have been excluded. In the reading, Jesus' invitation to discipleship is quite different from the approach of many churches. During the time of Jesus, tax collectors were the most hated people in the society. According to the religious hierarchy, they were outcasts and sinners. It was in this very context of hatred and rejection that Jesus of Nazareth challenged the religious structures and criteria. He did not inquire about the historical background of Levi, whether he was a good man fit for God's mission. He simply said, "Come, follow me." Jesus saw the goodness in Levi. He saw the potential in him, and he was sure that Levi would participate in God's mission. We can also learn from Levi's response. He never made excuses. He left everything and followed Jesus, an act which demonstrated the high priority he placed on the call of the Master. However, Jesus' approach to calling his disciples has been highly criticized by the religious authorities of the day. Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? Implying that Jesus' method of calling his disciples was in contradiction to their approach. In response, Jesus gave a parable which identified those who truly need a physician, a sharp rejoinder on the very purpose of his coming. He did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Questions: how does a church call disciples to participate in God's mission in a global context? How do we respond to the call of Christ in order to participate in God's mission as Christ's disciples? Dear God, thank you for calling us to participate in your mission and to invite others on the journey of discipleship. Help us not to be judgmental, but to lift the banner of love as a symbol of the liberating power of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. And so, Father, as we reflect today on this word that you've given us, we pray, you know, collectively and individually, that you will bring to the fore anything that is not of you, that we may confess it and repent, as it is our desire to walk holy and righteous in your sight. And this has been My Daily Devotion. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, if you've been blessed by these devotionals, I ask that you share it with a friend, share it with a neighbor, share it with a family member. It could bless them as much as it does bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been My Daily Devotion. I'm Henika Watkis-Porto. Catch me at henikawatkisporto.com for all other things that I'm involved with. See you soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.